Good afternoon, Wednesday Farm News here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart along with Randy Conan and Megan Turnquist. Snow and cooler temps are making their return to the northern half of the country this week. According to World Weather Incorporated senior agricultural meteorologist Drew Lerner, a winter storm system will come in two pieces. The first part is expected to impact North Dakota and northwest Minnesota this afternoon and evening.
It will start off with just some sporadic light precipitation during the course of the day today, but as we get into the evening, we will see a generalized increase in snow that will occur across most of the state and also into northwestern Minnesota. There will also be a little bit of snow of significance in eastern parts of Montana. Now, this first round of precipitation should not be all that impressive. It'll run from trace amounts upwards to 2 inches for the most part. It wouldn't surprise me to see a couple of those counties in the northeast corner of North Dakota and extreme northwestern Minnesota coming in with 2 to 3 inches.
The more aggressive weather system will evolve south of the northern plains. Lerner says this will happen overnight, starting as a rain event.
For southeastern South Dakota and central through southwestern Minnesota, as we wake up in the morning, it should be raining in those areas. And between that rain and the snow that will still be continuing in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota, there will be a band of wintry mixes of precipitation types. And I think we could see some freezing rain, freezing drizzle, maybe a little sleet and some snow occurring in the region from central South Dakota into central parts of Minnesota. And then as we go forward through the morning, the storm system to our south will take over and become the more dominant feature.
Commodity Weather Group meteorologist Dave Strait says this week's storm system is just part of an active jet stream pattern that's keeping the southern Midwest and Delta in a wet pattern.
The overall pattern is still looks like it will be a very active one for the next couple of weeks and in both the Midwest and down into the Delta areas. And it is definitely setting the stage for some slow going as far as the planting season is concerned.
Strait says the active pattern means planting windows could be very short for the southern states.
I just took a look at some of the similar atmospheric matches for going into the month of April, and they're all pointing towards a fairly wet month of April across much of the Midwest as well. So definitely, I think we're going to struggle again this year as far as planting activity goes.
Corn demand is expected to continue to suffer as oil prices continue to move lower. Van On and Company market analyst Christy Van On says the ethanol economics just don't work.
Unleaded gasoline at the beginning of the year was almost $2 on futures. It is now 68 cents. So when you have unleaded gasoline where it is, and ethanol, you are at margins of, they're saying, 65 to 80 cents a bushel on losses for ethanol right now. And so you're starting to hear two plants shut down in Illinois, and it wouldn't be surprising if you hear more to come. You've also seen ethanol plants widen their basis 10 to 20 cents over the last week or so. That, you know, this is a concern for the market as ethanol plays such a big role in demand. So that's why you see the most negativity showing up into the corn market.
Van On says the other grains have been able to hold gains.
Everything else for now has been able to get a green side to it. But if these outside markets stay the way they are all day long, you're probably going to end up weighing on these markets. Bean market up slightly. The wheat market has been the one that's been the driving force and hopefully the one that pulls us out of this. Usually wheat leads the way when it goes somewhere.
The weekly report from the Energy Information Administration for the week ending March 13th shows ethanol production down 9,000 barrels per day from the previous week at 1.035 million barrels per day. Ethanol stocks rose 300,000 barrels to 24.6 million barrels.
This morning's weekly ethanol production report didn't show much in production declines, but it is expected to change next week. INTLFC Stone Chief Commodities Economist Arlen Suderman said this is normally the time of year when seasonal breaks are taken for ethanol production maintenance. The breaks will likely be more than maintenance moving forward. Suderman says ethanol margins have collapsed in about 3 days. Ethanol producers have quit buying some corn in areas, and he says it's getting ugly across the Midwest. Plants may be lost to bankruptcy.
Basis levels for corn at ethanol plants in the region have been fairly stable, with basis levels ranging from 40 to 62 cents under the May futures contract. Cash corn prices range from $2.75 to $2.98 per bushel.
Basis bids at the six regional grain elevators, followed by the Red River Farm Network, remain nearly unchanged in the past couple of weeks. Corn basis ranges from 36 to 90 cents over the rather under the May futures contract. Soybean basis ranges from 62 cents to $1.27 under the May futures. Spring wheat basis for 14% protein wheat ranges from 20 to 55 cents under the May futures contract. Cash grain bids range from $2.47 to $3.36 for corn, $7.04 to $8.28 for soybeans, and $4.56 to $4.91 for spring wheat.
House Agriculture Committee Chairman Colin Peterson and other lawmakers sent a letter to President Trump asking the administration to forego an appeal of the 10th Circuit Court's decision on small refinery waivers. Lawmakers want the ruling applied across the industry. In the letter, the group says farmers and biofuel producers are hurting as a result of decisions made by EPA.
The Trump administration wants Congress to approve $500 billion in cash payments to taxpayers, in two rounds starting April 6th, and $50 billion in secured loans to U.S. airlines. According to a Reuters report, the payments would be tiered based on income and family size. Two rounds of payments of $250 billion each would be made starting April 6th and May 18th. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. The U.S. Senate is expected to pass a several billion dollar emergency aid package today to address coronavirus concerns. If the Senate does get the package approved, negotiations on a third, larger stimulus package will begin.
NDSU Extension Ag Finance Specialist Brian Parman says there are still some unknowns on the impact of this coronavirus for farmers going into spring.
In North Dakota, anyway, we were planning for under some pretty uncertain conditions to begin with, between, you know, wet ground and farmers trying to get their crops out of the field, exactly what crop mix and planning for where they think prices are going to be in the fall. Right now, it's just such in flux that it's pretty difficult for us to make recommendations on what should or should not be planted and what to expect into the fall. Again, it's really going to depend on how this virus situation progresses. There is the possibility we could see a much quicker recovery.
Parman says there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Eventually, this will end. Eventually, things will improve. So the best thing to do is, you know, do what farmers always do in times of crisis, get in there, figure out the best course for them going forward.
The U.S.-Canadian border is temporarily closed to non-essential traffic as of this morning because of the coronavirus pandemic. Truck drivers and Canadians who live part of the year in the U.S. are just a few exempt from the closing. Currently, there are more than 6,000 coronavirus cases in the U.S. and about 600 cases in Canada.
As spring planting nears, the North Dakota Department of Agriculture continues to monitor the needs of farmers. Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring says this means addressing issues related to anhydrous ammonia, fertilizer supplies, and
seed, propane, any of those things, plus also monitoring what's happening with the transportation industry with respect to moving goods and services, you know, around our state and from state to state.
Goring says there aren't major supply concerns at this time. However, that could change in an instant.
Well, it was appearing as though things were starting to bust loose down south. And if planting will happen in an orderly fashion from south and southeast to the north, we probably aren't going to be too bad. I think the fear was if we all got into the field like we did last year at the same time, that's when we're going to have severe shortages. We're going to have a lot of problems. But right now, it seems like things may be on course to happen in a slow progression from south to north for planting, and that would be good.
Whenever spring decides to make an appearance, the main concern for farmers will be getting fields prepared for spring planting. Pioneer Field agronomist Larry Lunder, who covers western North Dakota, says preparing the soil surface will be one factor. Additionally, very little fall field work was done in 2019.
Thing you have to ask yourself, you know, is the residue I have on the field manageable? Anything where it was harvested at some point likely is if you have some, say, some spring wheat crops out there or something left, a high residue crop that wasn't taken off, you're going to have to do something to try to manage that residue in order to be able to have a decent seed bed to go into. There's definitely a challenge with that. I'd say to have a good plan, because there'll be farmers that are finishing up the harvest and then are going to go right into planting. So there's going to be a lot to have to go on this spring.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz notified state lawmakers that he will not be giving the Minnesota State of the State address in person on March 23rd. Instead, Governor Walz will televise the address at a future date. House Speaker Melissa Hortman responded, saying that lawmakers are disappointed the circumstances prevent that delivery, but lawmakers will look forward to hearing it at a different time.
According to China's Merchandise Reserve Management Center, China will be auctioning 20,000 tons of frozen pork from state reserves later this week. China has already released 210,000 tons of pork from reserves so far this year. A friendly reminder, go to the Red River Farm Network's website, rrfn.com, to sign up for the weekly Farm Net News e-newsletter. You can also download this broadcast and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. It's all at rrfn.com. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Bauer Trading President Jim Bauer thinks while the fall in the equities may be overdone, a correction was needed.
I don't know how many times I sent out a graphic of price values of equities versus commodities clear back towards the harvest of last year. And the stocks, just from an equities position, just got so high with no correction in it at all. And when the black swan arrived, which is essentially what happened, the door wasn't big enough for those exchange-traded funds to get out with any kind of degree of orderliness, and it's been a rough market for those fund positions.
And Bauer says the bigger question is how long this lasts.
Is this whole situation going to last 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years? I mean, we certainly are becoming more of a cutting, watching what's going on in particularly Europe. It seems to me the market wants to stabilize, but it's having a hard time analyzing just what's important and what's not. But I would be cautious here, but I think someplace along the line it's going to set itself up for some terrific, and I mean some terrific long-term plays, because you're getting some prices way below the cost of production now.
Across the Northern Plains, coronavirus outbreaks are increasing. The latest numbers in North Dakota show 6 positive cases, in South Dakota, 11 positive coronavirus cases, and in Minnesota, 77 positive cases for coronavirus.
Taking a look at the markets before we leave you this afternoon. May Minneapolis wheat up 1.5 at 5.10¾. May Chicago wheat up 8.5 at 5.07¾. May Kansas City wheat up 13¾. May corn down 10.5 at 3.33½. December corn down 5¾ at 3.56¾. May beans unchanged at 8.24¼. November beans down 3¼ at 8.39½. April live cattle down $1.60 at 94.75. April feeder cattle down $1.87 at 109. April lean hogs up $3.27 at 61.72. Taking a quick look at the farm calendar this week, the NDSU Extension Soil Health Cafe talks and next week's have been canceled. And also the Midwest Poultry Federation canceled its 2020 convention, scheduled to take place on the 19th in Minneapolis. This is the Red River Farm Network.